Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to A Real Point of View. My name is Greg Morgan, the real movie guy. We've got joining us Larry Domkowski of Must See Movies and the movie maven herself, Miss Karen D. Larry, Karen, how you guys doing? And what'd you think about these Golden Globes?
Wow. Too bad we only have a half hour show.
Okay.
And I'm doing great.
How about you, Larry?
You know, there's some I agreed with, some I didn't agree with, but I'm glad they're out. You know, life couldn't be better. Well, life could be better, but life is really good, and I'm pretty happy about it.
Okay. Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? The Golden Globes is kind of that precursor to the movies. Award shows that most people are looking forward to, which are the Oscars. So with that being said, we're going to see some of the movies that are going to be nominated and some of the actors that are going to be nominated in the big show. So here's the early minor big show with the Golden Globe. So let me just go read off this list a little bit quickly. So Best Picture for Drama was Boyhood. Best Actress in a Motion Picture Drama was Julianne Moore in Still Alice. Best Actor in Motion Picture Drama. This was for The Theory of Everything. Eddie Redmayne. I'm probably not saying that really very well. Best Picture, Musical or Comedy. The Grand Budapest Hotel. We've got the Best Actress, Musical or Comedy. Amy Adams in Big Eyes. Best Actor, Music and Comedy, Michael Keaton in Birdman. And for Best Animated Feature, How to Train Your Dragon 2. Best Foreign Language, Leviathan. Best Supporting Actress in a Motion Picture, Patricia Arquette in Boyhood. And we've got Best Supporting Actor in Motion Picture, J.K. Simmons in Whiplash. And Best Director in Motion Picture, Richard Linklater in Boyhood. And Best Screenplay Musical was Birdman. And Original Motion Picture Score was Theory of Everything. And let's see here. Missing something.
Best song.
Best Original Song Motion Picture was Selma. Okay.
Glory.
So
the name of the song was Glory for the film Selma.
Yeah, we're going to get to that, but I was just wanted to name what movie won.
Oh.
So with that being the case, we can kind of go over as much of this as we can. So what did you agree with as far as who won? Why don't we start that way?
Who
me,
you
for example.
Oh.
I agree with Michael Keaton for Birdman, for example.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know, he was my on my wish list for his role, and you know, you watch that movie and you just think, my God, what an incredible performance. When you walk out of the theater, it's really you walking out feeling like you saw something really special. But then again, even though he was, you know, my choice, his the way that he was on screen with Ed Norton you know, makes everything. It makes everything work, and I'm very happy that he won this award.
Yeah, I agree with I agree with that too.
Now, I actually saw St. Vincent, and I really liked Bill Murray in St. Vincent, and I'm not a big Bill Murray fan, but at the same time, I haven't seen all of Birdman, but what I've seen of it, I just think Michael Keaton was a good choice. So I think we all agree on that one. What's another, let's say, musical comedy motion picture? What did you think should have won? The Grand Budapest Hotel won. I liked the film. It's quirky, but I liked it. But do you think Birdman should have won?
I would have taken that. I definitely would have taken that over the Grand Budapest Hotel. As I know you guys, I know Larry really likes that film. I probably dislike it as much as he likes it. I thought that don't understand why this film is getting all the accolades it's getting. I tried to watch the film and I had to just stop because it was so annoying. And why was it so annoying? I didn't think the characterizations were especially compelling. I didn't really believe the storyline. It didn't draw me in. It just left me cold. I wasn't happy to see that it got, you know, nominated and that it won what it won. I didn't agree with that at all.
Well, it was clear, for me, it was clear that that it got when it got nominated, I was pretty sure it was going to win, although it wouldn't have been my first choice. I'm certainly glad Into the Woods didn't win.
Me too.
That was such a last-minute thing. And I would have liked to have seen Birdman or St. Vincent win. Pride, I'm still a little bit out on Pride, but the Grand Budapest Hotel, you know, for a satirical farce, it's pretty darn good. Unfortunately, most people, if it's on film, unless satirical farce is done a very specific way, it doesn't grab audiences the way it should. If it has a flaw, it's because it didn't give us enough screen time teaching us the language of how the story was going to be told. I think it's a brilliant film. It's quirky. And I think they needed, you know, an extra few minutes at the beginning of the film, you know, pulling in David Lean and giving us the visual dialogue and giving us the visual vocabulary that is going to be used to tell the story.
I
likened it. We were talking about this before. I likened it to the movie Brazil over a decade ago. Very similar in scope, and another movie that when I started watching, I thought was a little different, and then by the middle and to the end, I thoroughly enjoyed it. So, but for me, I really liked St. Vincent. I liked what it said. I liked the screenplay between Bill Murray's character and the young man in the film, and I thought Into the Woods was interesting, but a little weird and very different ending than I thought was going to happen. So it's not a bad movie, but yeah, I don't think it would have been my pick either. So
are two versions of Into the Woods as far as the stage play goes. There's the one version which everybody's happy at the end. And that's the one that they do for specifically children. Then there is the full version, which changes everything, and it's far darker and far more, and it has the darkness that the original fairy tales had. And most people, especially Americans, aren't used to that. They're not used to the dark side of fairy tales and why we told these things to our children, 500 years ago.
But actually, fairy tales were, from their very inception, dark. I mean, in American culture, we didn't call them that. But if you look at the original, like Grimm's fairy tales, they're very dark stories, and there's a lot of violence and a lot of tragedy in those stories. I didn't have a problem with the full ending of Into the Woods or with the darkness of the story. I just didn't think the movie especially wowed me. I didn't like the vocal production. I thought it was very overproduced. Everybody sounded the same. That drove me nuts. I didn't like the lyrical through line because that had a sameness to it. It was like one long song, none of it hummable. That drove me crazy. I don't understand. I mean, I didn't think Meryl Streep was fine as the witch, but she didn't plow any new ground for me. Emily Blunt was fine as the farmer's wife. I would rather have watched her than Meryl Streep. But, you know, the movie was fine. It wasn't like it was a bad movie. It was fine. But it was it great? No. Is it, you know, is it something I'm going to, like, really think about 10 years from now? I don't think so. I hope not.
Well, you know,
because
there'll
be better movies to think about.
The music of Into the Woods is done by Sondheim.
Yeah, I know,
You know, and Sondheim he's got some really good stuff and some not so really good stuff out there, you just want to take him for what he offers, but a lot of Sondheim's music is not that producible, because it clings on to one or two themes and then just runs it into the ground throughout the film or throughout the play. So, and then there's occasional songs that go beyond that. It's too bad he doesn't do more. He hasn't done more of that kind of songwriting for his plays.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, why don't we move along to something else, since we're talking about the musical or comedy genre there for as far as the Best Picture. Why don't we look at Best Picture Drama, which surprised me a little bit. But then again, I thought about the context in which this film was made, and that's Boyhood, which had been made over, I think it was a little over 12 years in the making. Taking this young man from his true childhood into his early teen years and early adulthood in this film. So the other films that were nominated were Foxcatcher, The Imitation Game, Selma, and The Theory of Everything. Did you agree with this pick for Boyhood, or were one of these other films more endearing to you?
I didn't agree with this pick, Greg. Karen, I found this film to be more of a documentary with acting, so a docudrama. I have a hard time placing this film as a drama. It may be edited as such, but I have a very hard time editing it as looking at it as a drama. It's dramatic, that's true, but. I can't endorse it as a drama. Is it good? Yeah, it's good, but not as a drama. I'm sorry. I would rather have liked to have seen Foxcatcher or Selma up there. Both of them, I think, give a much better dramatic story, and it's kind of even shocking to me that out of all of these different things, Selma just seems to be left out. And oh yeah, we'll give you a song, you know. So, but I understand that. I understand why Selma went that route. I don't agree with what happened, but Selma is it. it has a little bit of propaganda to it. If they're able to tone that propaganda down, because you know Harpo Films and Oprah Winfrey definitely wants to tell not just the story, but make a point. And at sometimes the and maybe for good reason, the point becomes more important than the story, rather than just letting the story tell the point. And this is not unusual for stuff that Oprah produces, but I still say everybody should see this film. It's just everybody should see it. The story that it tells is important.
I guess, I mean, for me, I thought this movie didn't propagandize any more than other movies that have been recognized in the past for Best Picture. I didn't think that was a fatal flaw of the movie at all. I think the controversy over the role of Lyndon Johnson, maybe it hurt the movie's chances, but Lyndon Johnson's role was not the story of this movie. It wasn't about how Lyndon Johnson became involved in the civil rights movement. That's a different movie. That's a different story. This movie was about how did the Selma March come together and what happened. And I thought it brought out some really interesting things about strategizing and just what drives people to take the steps that they take and to walk literally into what could have been the jaws of death and what for some people were the jaws of death. So I thought they did a really good job of telling that story. And I thought it was definitely deserving of a Best Picture nomination from the Golden Globes. I would have been very happy if it had won, but I also thought maybe The Theory of Everything would win because that was also a compelling story.
It was very compelling. And the reason I said what I did was I'm guessing at something that the voting members of the foreign press for this, what they saw. I'm guessing. I've read a couple of reviews from very important reviewers over the past couple weeks on this, and it rings in that same tone. It's like we really love this movie, but rather than we really like it, and I found that kind of interesting. As far as The Theory of Everything goes. Brilliant film, well put together, story well told.
Yeah, but didn't win.
No. Irony for me, we have The Theory of Everything, we have Selma, we have The Imitation Game, and we have Foxcatcher. All of these are based off of true stories. And the one that wins is the one that wasn't.
Right.
Well, the one that won was a true story. It happened in front of us.
Well, I guess what I mean is...
But the context was fictional. It's sort of like...
That's true.
It wasn't, a real family in the sense of these were his real parents and this was the scenario. It was more of a, as you said, a docudrama. And that's another thing. Should have been in a documentary category, which is obviously not here. But I understand the essence and the brilliance of the film, and for them to utilize all they did over that time frame, I thought it was a really marvel idea, and I thought it was a good idea. But I think in the other films, we're looking at moments, more historical moments in history of people and situations that made changes in how people look at people. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Now,
so,
can we move on to a Best Actress in Drama?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm really ultimately happy with Still Alice and Julianne Moore for what she did. At first, I didn't think that she should win, but I went back and I saw it, and let me tell you, she does a marvelous job. She does a marvelous job in this film, and this, the whole concept of Alzheimer's probably gives this film a little bit more pathos than some of the other films in front of us here.
That makes sense.
I've always found her to be an affable actress in pretty much everything I've seen her in. And I've only seen a little bit of Still Alice, but I knew about the story. I'd read about the storyline and what it entails. And for lack of a better way of saying it, what a fine actress she is, it just makes sense for her to do that film to me. Is there any actor or actress, Karen, in your opinion, on a particular film that you thought did a stellar job?
Oh, and out of these Golden Globe movies? I think I said this last week. I thought, you know, Ed Norton definitely deserved a Best Supporting Actor nod for what he did in Birdman. And he, if Michael Keaton had not been as strong as he'd been, Ed Norton would have completely stolen the movie from him. I said that last week. I still believe that. I thought he was awesome in that movie. And I thought Emma Stone was really good in that movie. So, I mean, that movie was just full of good performances. I'd have to cite David Oyelowo, because for me, this is a British guy. It's not like this is about his country, or, I mean, maybe similar things happened in his country, but this isn't his country. And he just really seemed to just put on the habit of Martin Luther King. I felt like I knew I wasn't watching him, but I kind of felt like I was watching him. And you know, it's so difficult to play a historical figure who had such an iconic effect on American history, because everybody's got an opinion. I mean, unless people just don't know anything about American history, they have an opinion about Martin Luther King. They're either for him or against him, or, you know, or whatever. So it's hard to play that kind of person convincingly and believably. And I think David Oyelowo he sold it. And, you know, he really did. He did a fabulous job. And, you know, so I can see why he was nominated for a Golden Globe.
Yeah,
I agree. I've seen a lot of embodiments of Martin Luther King over the many decades of our lives. And I think he embodied the essence of King, because I wasn't really looking at him as the actor anymore. I was just really listening to what was being said, and I too got enveloped in that feeling from his performance. I give kudos to him as far as Selma was concerned. Now, for me, I found an actor in a movie that one of my friends, alluding to that before, one of my friends told me about this film a little while back, and that he had seen, and he was trying to get me to watch it, but I hadn't seen a clip of it, and then finally saw the clip and was really fortunate enough to actually see the movie. And that's the movie Whiplash, and he wasn't nominated, but for Best Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture,
J.K. Simmons
got the award for Whiplash, and I really, really liked this movie. And his portrayal of the band leader professor in this film is crazy, over the top of sometimes, but it really made for the film, and so I thought he deserved that award. I really did.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Now this for conspiracy theorists, he's got a half a dozen movies, maybe more, coming out within the next year.
J.K. Simmons does?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's interesting how he wins this award just as a bunch of films are going into post-production. Now, does that lessen his award? Absolutely not. He deserves it. This guy has been around since the 80s. He does a lot of voiceover work. Matter of fact, he does the voiceover work of one of my favorite animated series of all time, and that's he's a main character in the Avatar: The Legend of Korra. And for those people who know that animated series, you know he plays Tenzin. Really good, does a very, very good job. But
and for those of you who are not overly familiar with him, he's also the main character on the farmer insurance commercials, the quirky little commercials about Farmer Insurance Academy. He's like the professor at the academy.
He was the doctor with the recurring role on Law and Order.
That's right.
And he was one of the police chiefs in the USA, or is it, no, TNT series, The Closer.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a man that's out there and acting, and he's a good actor. I've always liked him in general, but I really liked him in Whiplash. He made the movie for me.
Cool.
We've only got a few minutes left, you guys. So anything about the Golden Globes that you would see a little different? Now, one of my favorite actors, I'll just put it out there real quick, is Robert Duvall. And Robert Duvall is the supporting actor in the movie The Judge, where Robert Downey Jr., is the star. But I think Robert Duvall has always had a way of sometimes taking a movie away from some of these major lead actors in many cases.
And I have an opinion on that, like everything. You're right, but he also has a tendency, the cameraman and the director tends to give him, you know, that, and rather than stay focused on the center action of the film. But I do agree with that.
So what about you two? Anything out there you want to mention about the films that are in there? You got about a minute left.
Go see them.
Yeah, go see them.
Go see them and give us a call and let us know what you think.
I mean, with the possible exception of Into the Woods, they're all really terrific films. And that's all I'm saying about that.
Well, come visit us here at A Real Point of View. Check out our archive shows. Take a look at on Facebook, Must See Movies and A Real Point of View on Facebook. Check out A Real Movie Guy on Twitter. And leave your comments. Let us know what you think. And, again, join us here next week, and we'll figure out what's going on with the Oscars. Right, guys?
Yes.
All right.
All right. One other thing. If you get a chance to see movies, you'd be surprised how much you learn. You learn a lot from film, about life, about locations, about all kind of demographics, things that you sometimes can't get in history books, things that you can't get when you travel yourself. You can travel the world over and over and over again in film. So check out your libraries, your movie theaters, your video stores, your streams online, wherever you can see some of these wonderful films. Check out the Golden Globes website to see all the different films that were nominated that we weren't able to talk about. So from us here at A Real Point of View, thanks for listening, and you guys have a really, really good night.